Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fearfully and Wonderfully Me, a podcast designed to help you become the leader you are destined to be. Today's episode is really centered around one of the quotes, probably one of my favorite quotes, and I'm sure I've shared it before, but it's just such a powerful quote that I think applies to so much of our life, every area of life. Michael Josephson said, "You don't have to be sick to get better." And you know, so much of the time, I think when we focus on ourselves, we tend to focus on what's wrong with us, right? We think about, oh, I need to do this better, or I need to fix this, or I don't like this about myself. And that's okay, because that's a perspective of growth. But I want to make sure that we come at that from the perspective of, there's nothing wrong with me, but I don't have to be sick to get better. Right? That's a totally different mind shift from I'm a bad person, or I'm a mistake, or I make mistakes, right? There's a totally different mindset from there's something wrong with me to I don't have to be sick to get better. And that's kind of a fundamental concept of self-worth. And, you know, that's where the whole concept for Fearfully and Wonderfully Me comes from Psalm 139:14, that says, "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." And, you know, I've struggled with that over the years, right? I know a lot of women have struggled with that at some time or another. In fact, if you tell me that you've never struggled with that, I don't know if you're being honest with yourself, even if you're being honest with me, because I think we've all had those thoughts sometimes of I'm not good enough, or I'm not smart enough, or I'm not skinny enough, or I don't look attractive, you know, whatever it is. I think we've all struggled with that at some time, and thinking that, man, there's something wrong with me. And so we're almost so hard on ourselves. It's like we don't really believe that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. It's kind of a paradox when you think about it. The paradox of being human is that we are created in the perfect image of God, yet we aren't perfect, right? We make mistakes. We're human. But God doesn't create mistakes, only miracles. But I know I don't walk around every day feeling like, oh, I'm a miracle, right? You probably don't either. The funny thing is that when we see babies are born, we call that a miracle, right? A new life, a new creation. And we don't just age out of being a miracle. We still are that miracle that God created. And you absolutely have to believe that. But you also have to believe that, you know, you are created in the perfect image of God. And you're not perfect. You do make mistakes. But it's nothing wrong with what you are. It's just that what we do sometimes isn't in alignment with that perfectly created being in the image of God. So stop and think about that for just a moment. Sometimes we think, almost subconsciously, we think, well, God creates, you know, all of us and in his image, and we are miracles, but maybe he was just having an off day when he created me, right? I know I've struggled with that. There's something wrong with me because of whatever. You know, a lot of times we take a fact or an experience or something that happened to us or something that someone else said, and we use it to beat ourselves up, and then we start to embrace the fact that there's something wrong with us. And that's a problem, because here's the thing, we cannot step into our potential in any area of life as long as we are subconsciously embracing that we're not good enough, or we're not worthy enough, or that we're not the miracle that God created. And that's a fundamental mindset shift that we have to be able to wrap our arms around it and get really real about it before we can overcome it. You know, a lot of times we have insecurities, and they may be related to social or mental or even spiritual. We all have some insecurities, and the problem is when we let those securities start to define us. And so there's a balance there of realizing that, yeah, I'm, you know, perfectly created in the image of God, but I'm not perfect. I'm human. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to do things that I wouldn't have done, or don't do things that I should do. That's just the paradox of being human. And there's nothing wrong with that. The mindset shift is realizing that we make mistakes, but we aren't created as a mistake. And then realizing that we don't have to be sick to get better. Mac and I love to share the analogy. I've probably shared it with you before. You know, you think of the number one top athlete in any given sport in the world. Number one athlete out right now in any sport in the world. They're out practicing to get better, right? They're working hard, they're training, they're conditioning, they're eating right. There's nothing wrong with that athlete. They're at the top of their game, the top of their sport, but they're out trying to get better. And it really kind of brings the point home that there doesn't have to be anything wrong with us to say, hey, I'm perfectly created, but human, and therefore I make mistakes. But there's nothing wrong with me because of that. But I don't have to be sick to get better. I mean, you're created fearfully and wonderfully, right? And fearfully means awesome in this context. So when you think about that, each one of us was created awesomely and wonderfully. And that means we are a miracle. It doesn't mean we're perfect. We do make mistakes. But we realize that we can embrace that and overcome the mistakes that we make. You know, I love to say, make sure that you, when you catch yourself doubting yourself, remember to love who you are, because that gives birth to who you can become. And the world needs you to step into who you can become. Your potential is given to you, and what you do with it is what you're going to give back. Right? There's nothing wrong with you, but to step into your version of better, whatever that looks like for you, to step into that, to reach your potential, is what you do with your potential. When you think about it, your definition of better is going to be different than mine, and that's okay. It's going to be different than anyone else. You don't have to be sick, but you can get better. Whatever better looks like for you. It might just mean eating a little bit healthier, making a few better choices around what you eat. Maybe it's eating a salad for lunch today, and you get up today and you say, what's one thing I can do to get better? And that's kind of the whole foundation. In fact, that's kind of the first chapter in my new book, new book coming out, Fearfully and Wonderfully Me, Become the Woman You Are Destined to Be. And it's really a foundational personal growth book and kind of some of the same things that I talk about on my podcast, because I think these are fundamental principles that we have to embrace and apply to our life before we can step into our version of better, right? We can't reach our potential in life if we're not willing to embrace the fact that we can get better. So whatever your version of better looks like, you know, it might be starting your own business, or maybe it means finally writing that book you've been wanting to write, or maybe it just means increasing your influence with your teenagers, right? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having a version of better. And it just simply means your version of better is becoming the woman and the leader that you are destined to be. It's tapping into your potential to do more and have more and be more. And I want that for you. I want it for all of us, because the world needs us to be whatever our version of better is. But you have to believe it, right? Because belief drives behavior. Belief drives behavior. Think about that for a moment. If you don't believe that your version of better is possible, you're never going to behave like it's possible, and so you're never going to achieve what it is. So you have to think about it. You have to, number one, believe that it is possible. Because if you don't believe you're capable of it, you're not going to align your behaviors with it, and you're not going to ultimately create it. I've shared with you before how, you know, I had a limiting belief about my athletic ability for so long. I just believed I wasn't a good runner. I grew up in my family being told how clumsy I was and how uncoordinated I was. And and as awful as it is, I think back and I remember my dad joking. He was like, just, you're going to fall down, but don't fall down on your face, because I got to get you married off, you know? And I just embraced that at some level, and thinking that I was clumsy and unathletic, and that I was always going to be falling and tripping. And you know, the reality is that as long as I believed it, that was my reality. And as a result of my belief, I didn't behave like someone who could improve athletically. And a lot of my, most of my personal growth, I think, really started when I started working out and going to the gym, because I didn't intend that to be the consequence. But when I started going to the gym and just working out, I realized that I gained some control over one dimension of my life. And that creates growth, right? I started intentionally making choices that helped me grow. I started exercising, and I started realizing that I could do something to affect that dimension of my life. And the cool thing was, is that, or is for all of us, is that when we grow in one area of life, we start to grow in other areas of life too, right? You cannot grow to your potential or towards your potential in one area of life without starting to grow a little bit in other areas. And so for me, that's really the first step, was I started gaining some control over just one little dimension of my life. Just 1 hour, three times a week, going to the gym started to help me grow, even just a little bit. But physically, I realized that I, for the first time ever, I realized that the choices that I made started to create different results. When I made better choices, I got better results. And that seems so simple now, but back then, that was like an incredible light bulb moment. And I didn't even really have a light bulb moment. It just kind of started to gradually turn on, like one of those lights that fades in and fades out, right? It just started to fade on. But think about that, because it's the same for any of us in any dimension of life, whether it's physical, whether it's mental and emotional, whether it's relational or socially. When we start making better choices, we start getting better results. You want different results in life, you got to start thinking about what choices can I make, do I need to make, to start getting different results. And for me, as long as I believed I wasn't ever good at running, I never made the choices that would help me be good at running. But as I started growing and going to the gym, and then I started teaching group fitness, it helped me really examine my self-limiting beliefs about my physical inabilities. And in 2010, I thought, well, I want to start running. And so I hired a running coach, and I got better at running. And in 2011, I ran my first marathon. Now, I wasn't really good at that time. It wasn't very impressive. It took me more than 5 hours to make it to the finish line, that first marathon. But it was impressive for me because I realized I didn't have to be particularly gifted. I just had to be determined. And I think that being determined will take us much further in life than most people realize. Because it's only failure when we quit. And a lot of times we try something and we're not very good at it, so we quit. Now, there's a time to realize you're not very good at something. And maybe you shouldn't pursue any time and energy into that. Or maybe it's a hobby. But a lot of times we step towards our potential in life or towards our calling in life, and we're not very good at it, and we quit because we're not very good at it, right? So the first time I started doing any speaking, I wasn't very good at it. I almost want to go back to those audiences back in the first few years. It's been probably six years since I started actually doing any speaking. And I want to go back and apologize to those audiences because I wasn't any good at it back then, right? But I didn't let that stop me. I just worked on getting better at it. However, if I had taken up singing, for example, I'm not particularly gifted in that area. And so I don't need to spend a lot of time in that, right? So it's important to recognize where we need to be determined. And that could be a whole separate podcast in and of itself. But you know, 2 weeks after that first marathon, even though I wasn't, you know, really good at it, I wasn't super fast. 2 weeks after that first marathon, Mac and I started mountain bike racing, and I really kind of just put running aside because, number one, that first marathon was really tough. In fact, I remember crossing the finish line and saying, I am never going to do that again. I bet a lot of marathon runners have that experience the first time. And so I kind of just put running aside, and we did a lot of mountain biking and mountain bike racing, and that was a season in and of itself. And then we kind of stopped mountain bike racing because we, right about that same time is when we, Mac and I both refocused on personal growth and development and teaching and speaking on leadership and writing books. And we really put most all of our energy into doing what we do now. And so we really had to stop mountain bike racing because it took so much time and energy and money and travel and all of that. So we really just let that season pass and we outgrew it and focused on doing what we do now. And, you know, I kept running just a little bit over the years to keep my fitness up and to keep that part of that dimension of my life in a growth mode. You know, I've always tried to improve. And then, you know, I continued teaching through the years. But, you know, a couple years ago, as my teaching group fitness career teaching started to transition down, just simply because Matt and I do so much speaking and traveling these days, I couldn't dedicate the energy to that I felt it deserved. And so I kind of wound that down, and then I realized I could spend more time running because I was no longer contributing so much of my time to other people's fitness. And so I started acting a little bit more like what I would call a real runner, right? I started aligning my behaviors in alignment with that belief that I could improve in running. I started making better choices because our belief drives behavior. When I started believing that I could be capable of becoming a real runner, quote unquote, whatever that looked like for me, I started to behave like it, right? In 2018, I set a goal of running a marathon and I wanted to finish in 4 hours or less. And I came within 5 seconds of doing it. And it, you know, there again, it helped me get rid of that limiting belief that I was never going to be good at running marathons. And when we start to let go of self-limiting beliefs, we start to bring our behaviors more in alignment with our potential, right? But there again, remember that you don't have to be sick to get better. Your definition of better can be achieved, but it's just becoming better a little bit every day. That's why I talk about my morning routine, right, with my motivational planning journals, because I want to get up and just set my intention for the day and think about, well, how can I get better today physically? And I really just, you know, take a few minutes and think through, well, today I'm going to eat a salad for lunch, right? That might be all I decide to do to get better today, help physically. And then mentally, how am I going to get better? Socially, relationships, how am I going to get better? How am I going to add value to one person today? And just being intentional with that and saying, I'm not sick this morning, but I know I can get better. Rachel Hollis says, the world needs you to show up for your life and take hold of your potential. And I love that because it's so true. The world needs us to step into our version of better. Your potential was given to you for a reason. It's given to you so that you can fulfill your purpose. Those dreams that you have of whatever better looks like for you, they're inside you because you're capable of making them come true. And so then the question is just, who do you want to become? What does your definition of better look like in your life? Whether it's running a 5K or losing 5 pounds or just exercising more so you can be around for your grandkids. Or maybe it means, you know, writing your story and sharing that with the world because somebody needs to hear it. Whatever it is that's inside you, you have the potential to fulfill it, or it wouldn't be inside you. And I think I've said that already this morning on this episode, but it's so powerful and I want to believe that for you. But the thing is, I can't do it for you, right? I can't believe it for you. I can only believe it about you. You've got to believe it for yourself. So I really want you to challenge you today to just stop and think about the limiting beliefs you have about yourself, right? And I know that's not fun. That's not a great exercise. None of us really want to think about, well, what limiting beliefs do I have about myself? That's kind of an introspective question, but really just take a few minutes if you're driving and turn the radio off or turn your podcast off when you get done with this episode and think about what limiting beliefs do I have? Because when I challenged my self-limiting beliefs around my physical ability as an athlete, I realized that, yeah, I might not ever win a marathon, but I could get better. Just simply believing that I had potential to get better and then starting to behave like it. Belief drives behavior. Behavior enforces belief. I'll leave you with that. Until next time. Hey friends, I just wanted to share with you, I am so excited about my most recent project. My next book is coming out next week, Fearfully and Wonderfully Me, Become the Woman You Are Destined to Be. I am so excited about this book because it shares some of the foundational mindset principles that I know I've applied to my life to find just tremendous success in going from where I was, you know, at 19 being a sex abuse victim and trafficking victim to where I've come from and where I am today, you know, from speaking at the United States Capitol this year to being on the TEDx stage. And when I think about it, this book really has the principles that I've applied through my life to shift into a mindset of believing in myself so that you could apply these principles to your life, believing in yourself and your potential, embracing your self-worth and overcoming limiting beliefs, increasing your influence personally and professionally, and achieving your goals and achieving that mindset of success, because I think that that's powerful. Any one of us have dreams of, you know, improving some area of our life. And these principles that I've shared in this book will help you do that. And it's one of the reasons I get so excited about projects like this, is because I know that achieving better, whatever that looks like for each one of us, is possible. So, super excited to share with you. This book is launching next week, and you'll be able to find that. If you want signed copies, you can pre-order those now. Head over to my website. Or, of course, if you're a member of Amazon Prime, you might prefer to get it from Amazon. But there you go. Look for Fearfully and Wonderfully Me. Become the Woman You Are Destined to Be.